Reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him, but the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Isn't he the one they're trying to kill? And look, he's speaking openly," and they said nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from, and when the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching, "You know me, and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. This week of Laetare Sunday, we celebrate God who loves us and wants us to see the world with the eyes of love. We're presented with a gospel that relates to our world. We live with busyness, lots of demands from family, work, friends, and communities. Sometimes it's difficult to see beyond from demands to opportunities. We need some peace and quiet. We need to be away from people who don't believe in us and from those who do, so we can pray and think it through. Jesus' brothers or relatives did not believe in him until after the resurrection, and we know how confused the disciples were, not to mention the challenges from the scribes and Pharisees. So Jesus let them go up to the feast. Later he went alone. Can you see him meandering through the booths on his way to the temple? And then he is noticed as he speaks openly. People challenge not only his teaching, but his very person. "Who do you think you are?" Jesus knows he comes from God and is sent by God. It was not yet time, and so he was not arrested. What of our time? As we watch young people sent to remember the Parkland shootings, looking for answers as they demonstrate from gun control and school safety. What of those who went to Washington and were arrested for praying in the Capitol in support of the Dreamers and immigration? Some say, "Who do you think you are?" Can we see with the eyes of God's love to know when and where we are sent this day and every day? What gets into our eyes that they tear for the truth? Can we act on it today?